Peter, part of what the children talked about was their fear of the United States and how they felt that they didn't want to come to the United States because it was a place where they kidnapped children, a direct reference, of course, to Leon Gonzalez. The children also said that the United States was just a place where there was money and money wasn't what was most important. I should mention, Peter, that, you know, as you talk about the global community, Cuba is a place, because of the small number of computers here, in the classrooms we visited yesterday, there was certainly no computers and almost no paper that we could see. This is a place where the children's role models, their idols, are not the baseball players or Madonna or pop stars. Their role models are engineers and teachers and librarians, which is who all the children we spoke to yesterday said they wanted to be. Well, Peter, one of the things you had said to me before coming to Cuba was to look at the billboards for what the Cuban people were thinking. The billboards here in Havana and throughout the countryside have Ilian Gonzalez, the six-year-old young boy who was in Miami, have his picture plastered across them saying, "Free Ilian."